Much of the world was shocked when Baghdad's Museum of History was looted last month during the American capture of Baghdad. It wasn't the only museum looted in Iraq. The Mosul Museum in northern Iraq housed many priceless artifacts from the ancient city of Nineveh and elsewhere. NPR's Ivan Watson reports that the Mosul Museum also was hit by looters.
Curator Saba Alomari steps over sandbags and walks gingerly around piles of broken glass as she leads visitors on a bizarre tour of what's left of Mosul's Museum of Ancient History.
What we have here, vandalism. Look at this. They mean it to destroy the piece. Yes. And here they try to, this is a very unique tablet, and they try to remove it, but they couldn't.
Robbers broke into this museum just hours after the Iraqi army abandoned Mosul in mid-April. At the time, the place was nearly empty, since in the weeks before the war, more than 5,000 of the collection's smaller exhibits were shipped to the History Museum in Baghdad for safekeeping. Most of the pieces that remained here were simply too big for the robbers to steal, such as two 15-foot-tall sphinx-like statues from the Assyrian Empire. Still, Alomari says the thieves succeeded in walking off with at least five irreplaceable items, including ornate copper panels from the Assyrian gate of Balawat, dating back to 859 BC, and one of three Assyrian cuneiform tablets from the 9th century BC.
Here, there were three pieces, and this... They were in a hurry, so they leave it and run away and took the small one.
After the first robbery, the museum was hit by subsequent waves of looters that left the museum's library, offices, and laboratories ransacked. U.S. commanders here say they did not have sufficient forces in Mosul to protect the museum at the time of the looting. But Alomari, like many other Iraqis, blames the U.S. She says just a few American soldiers could have easily guarded the building.
You blame this on America?
Of course.
Yeah.
They can, if they bring only two tanks and stand them to close the door or the gate by the two tanks, no one can enter, of course.
Over the past week, the security situation has improved dramatically in Mosul, following the deployment of an additional 5,000 U.S. troops. But now Manhal Jabbar, Mosul's director of antiquities, is worried about the safety of more than 1,500 archaeological digs in the surrounding countryside.
This is the entrance of the palace.
He recently led an American special operations team to the most famous of these sites, the biblical city of Nineveh on the outskirts of Mosul. The group toured the site the morning after looters broke in and began digging among the 2,700-year-old foundations of the palace of the Assyrian king Senekra.
You see? They tried to digging.
So they know. They know where to go, huh?
Yeah.
They know there are things of value here.
Yeah.
The archaeologists here say that several reliefs were already stolen last month from another nearby site, the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud. U.S. Major Jim Bullion promised to take a look at the damage there. In the meantime, he said he would ask the commander of the U.S. garrison in Mosul to post guards to protect the ancient walls of Nineveh, some of which are still visible 27 centuries after their construction.
Thousands of years have been soldiers on these walls, and there's no reason there can't be soldiers on these walls again to protect it. It's history repeating itself again. Soldiers protecting the walls of Nineveh.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Mosul, Iraq.
A computerized list of missing treasures from Iraq is being provided to art experts and law enforcement officials by Interpol. Officials at the International Police Organization are in the second day of a two-day meeting at Interpol headquarters in Lyon, France. Attorney General John Ashcroft speaks today on efforts to track stolen artifacts and prevent further pillaging. Interpol is compiling a database of stolen items so merchants and others coming across suspicious objects can check and see if they were looted. A spokesman for the International Council of Museums says no one is certain how many objects are missing.